Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Press This WordPress Community Podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As always, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify, and of course, you can download the latest episodes at webmasterradio.fm. In this episode, we're going to be covering a new way to e-commerce with WordPress, interviewing Topher DeRosa. Did I say that right, Topher?
Yep.
Awesome. A big commerce. Topher, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. And really excited to do this interview. Is kind of cool. For those of you paying attention, particularly those of you that were at WordCamp US, you may have seen BigCommerce recently released an e-commerce plugin for WordPress. So we're going to talk to Topher today about that. But we saw BigCommerce come out in force at WordCamp US, even get a mention at State of the Word. So there's a lot of buzz around this and thought it would be a good opportunity to bring Topher on the show and find a little bit more about what's going on with BigCommerce and this kind of new way to e-commerce with WordPress that BigCommerce has let out. So super excited about that. So Topher, one of the traditions I have on the show is to ask people a little bit about their WordPress origin story. When did they kind of first get involved with WordPress? I'm kind of curious your background. I know you have kind of a history in WordPress even before BigCommerce, but I'm just curious, what was your first WordPress origin story? How did you get started in all this?
Well, the very first was kind of a sad story. When it very first came out, I looked at it and said, well, I could build that. That's nothing special. And so I did, actually. I built my own blogging platform. I was teaching a PHP class at the time, and I required my students to have a project. And I said, for my project, I would build a blogging platform. Because it was actually really useful for learning PHP. I recommend it, actually, to make your own blog, because it deals with putting in, putting out, sanitizing, and all that stuff. So I used my own blog platform for 8 years or so. And then in 2010, WordPress 3.0 came out with custom post types. And that changed everything. It turned it from a blog to a CMS just overnight, just like that. And I actually haven't built anything with anything else ever since.
That's funny. So it was that moment, that 3.0 with the custom post types, custom meta fields, kind of transforming WordPress to a CMS that kind of got you off of the homegrown blogging platform.
Exactly.
To leverage WordPress. It's funny. The last interview we did on the show was Brian Messenlehner of AppPressor. His story, his timing was exactly the same for exactly the same reasons. We see that thematically across the industry, kind of going back to 2010, certain breeds of agencies, certain breeds of tools coming out, taking advantage of those capabilities. It's so interesting to think about that. Also, in today's context, with the new Gutenberg and block editor coming into WordPress, kind of also presenting this kind of new technology and perhaps a new breed of agencies, service providers, and tools that might could take advantage of that. So it's kind of cool to hear you also have that kind of going back to 2010.
Yeah, it's a pretty common turning point.
Awesome.
When I was building sites on my own, my biggest pain point was having to build an administration area. And of course, WordPress just takes care of that. And so it was a huge win.
Yep. The power of the framework to get your work done faster by not having to worry about all these bits and bobs. So,
right. Cool thing stuff. You do every time.
All right. So then now fast forward the clock and within the last, 6 months, BigCommerce, when did you guys release your WordPress plugin?
Well, we started a beta program in midsummer, then it went on .org a couple of weeks before WordCamp US, but we kept it quiet. So the big announcement was at US.
So kind of right, that would be like late November, basically, right before WordCamp US, maybe early December. And so still pretty new, but maybe you could help people understand, like, what does the BigCommerce plugin do, and maybe a little bit about why you think it's different.
For those unaware, BigCommerce is a SaaS. So traditionally, you would just come to our site, sign up, pay your $30 a month, and you have a store. But our internal blogging software is not very cool. And so people were constantly asking, can I install WordPress in BigCommerce? And no, you can't. It's horrible. That would not work. So we ended up with people building either blog.domain.com and having their main domain at their store, or going the other way and having their main site in WordPress and having store.something on us. Well, now with our plugin, it leverages the APIs and it will import your products from your store into WordPress. And it does it as a custom post type. So they're stored fairly normally. It's not doing very much that's weird in WordPress. So we import your products into WordPress. And from there on out, it's a pretty standard e-commerce experience. Your products are in your admin area. You have it's a custom post type. So you get an archive page and every product has its own single. And it's pretty normal from that respect. However, the only part that WordPress does is the presentation layer. It sells your products and allows people to buy them. It doesn't process orders. It doesn't process credit cards. It doesn't do anything that security would be concerned about. All of that gets leveraged on our servers. So we manage PCI compliance. And when you start getting 100,000 orders a month, our big tough servers at Google handle all of the processing so that your $45 a month WordPress host doesn't have to deal with that.
So the notion is that WordPress is leveraging the presentation layer, so the content management, the theme and styles, and that the plugin is essentially, maybe for oversimplifying, but acting as a bridge between that content experience in WordPress and the backend BigCommerce platform handling order management, order storage, transactions, all the kind of e-commerce functions. I guess in a development context, this is a familiar term. You're essentially offloading all that outside of WordPress.
Exactly.
So what do you
There's
think the
a
benefits of that
there's another
are? Like,
cool
oh, sorry, go ahead.
there's another cool little feature that helps explain it even better. We have a thing called channels where you can create an account on Amazon and then within BigCommerce, pick any product and say, I want to sell this on Amazon. And it gets listed over there. And you can do the same with Facebook and Instagram and eBay, et cetera. So these are all called channels. Well, now WordPress actually becomes just one more channel. So you can say, I want this product in my WordPress site, which means you don't have to have all of your products in your WordPress site. You could do a landing page for one that you want to promote, or you could do your whole store. Or if you wanted to do a multi-site setup for your sports paraphernalia and you wanted to have a baseball site and a football site and a basketball site, you could keep them all separate. So the whole channel concept is pretty cool because you can put your products where you want. They all use the same inventory. They all use the same card processor. It's like BigCommerce becomes your store engine. And then you get to decide where you sell, whether it be on WordPress or Amazon or whatever.
So this is a benefit if someone were to, say, leverage the plugin in a WordPress context and adopt BigCommerce as kind of the back end e-commerce engine, and then I could connect it back to Amazon or whatever, or maybe even other WordPresses. And so not only is it essentially offloading, but it also can potentially become this kind of product hub that distributes your products out to these other mediums, WordPresses being one of them. But from, say, the WordPress perspective, someone that kind of only been building in a WordPress context, what do you think the benefits of offloading some of these e-commerce functions outside of the WordPress context? Like, if I'm only building in a WordPress context, what benefit would it be to go with a model where I've offloaded that versus, say, all that running inside the WordPress?
Well, do you remember at the beginning of our conversation, we talked about how suddenly having an admin area available in my new websites was just a big load off my traditional development process? This is very similar. With WooCommerce, you install the core and then you go shopping and you buy a bunch of add-ons and you configure them all and you create accounts with UPS and on and on and on. With BigCommerce, you install our plugin and it asks you some questions at the beginning, and the products are, well, you have to set up your products. There's no way around that. You have to set up your products, but we manage so much of what a WordPress developer would have to manage with WooCommerce. All of the taxes, all of the shipping, all of the card transaction stuff. We take care of that. Now you have to fill out some forms. You have to tell them where your bank is and what your account number is. And you need to tell them where you live so they can come get packages. But it's so much simpler than basically building your own e-commerce system.
So it's an easier build, and I know there's some other advantages, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to kind of get into some of those.
Sure.
So everybody hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Well, everyone, welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. We're in the middle of our interview of Topher BigCommerce around a new way to e-commerce with WordPress, talking about BigCommerce's new plugin. Before the break, Topher, you were sharing that one of the benefits to kind of offloading some of the e-commerce functions was, frankly, workflow, meaning that a lot of things that someone building in a WordPress context historically might have had to do now can, you know, essentially be handled by the BigCommerce platform. But I think those are super compelling reasons. But I think one of the biggest reasons for me is thinking about the performance impact, right? If I'm not storing those orders in the database, if I'm not using the back end to run reports, if I'm not using the WordPress to process a transaction, that's all CPU time that I get to dedicate to delivering lightning fast content. And exactly. I know for me, that's like one of the key parts and one of the things I was most interested in looking at BigCommerce's plugin was this notion of offloading for speed. In other words, offloading those workloads off of WordPress, kind of onto the BigCommerce platform and let WordPress shine where it does best in terms of content and presentation, and not have to worry about like loading up a bunch of backend stuff into the WordPress itself.
Yes, exactly. We have had for years now, a lot of our customers come to us from WordPress saying that they're scaling out of WooCommerce. Their store is getting too big. They're getting $1 million in sales a month. They're getting hundreds of thousands of sales per day. And WooCommerce and WordPress together can't keep up. So they're leaving WordPress because WooCommerce is failing them. So now we're coming to them saying, you don't have to leave WordPress. You have years of SEO built up in that site with your posts and your products and all of that. Keep all that SEO and start running BigCommerce through it.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you start talking about, you know, scalability and you start thinking about the different ways people optimize WooCommerce sites. And, you know, offloading is part of that strategy. And even in the WooCommerce universe, you have things like Metric, which help to offload some of the reporting and financial pieces. Mm-hmm. There's other ways you attack WooCommerce sites in terms of scalability. And from my perspective, there are big stores running huge amounts of transactions through WooCommerce-enabled WordPress sites.
This is true.
And I think the way that people attack those is, one, through infrastructure, two, by kind of optimizing the way pages are loaded, what features are available to admins, how much of these other kind of ancillary processes might also be offloaded. So one of the things I think about when people optimize WooCommerce experiences is, you know, of course, offloading plays into this, and there's all these other attack vectors that you can do to make it scalable. But it was just interesting to me to hear about BigCommerce is kind of this lock, stock, and barrel, in a sense, approach to offloading as a way to kind of get ahead of some of those optimizations. But, you know, again, from my perspective, I see huge, huge storage leveraging Woo. I think personally, it's a great solution. But I'm also encouraged to see, you know, BigCommerce kind of take this step with this kind of offloading first mentality. I think it's going to help a lot of sites out.
Yeah, we're hoping so. It's one of the reasons we're here. We've said from the very beginning, we don't want to poach WooCommerce stores. We're here to help those who are struggling with WooCommerce and want to leave, to not leave WordPress. So a goal is to keep people in WordPress, to keep that percentage growing every year. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that mission, and thank you for your help in that.
Yeah.
So that actually kind of does lead me to my next question for, you know, I know you guys built this plugin to work with WordPress, but why do you think, like, fundamentally, why is it a good complement to WordPress? You know, why should someone, you know, BigCommerce has been its own platform with its own CMS and its own blogging platform. Why all of a sudden should people think of it as a good complement to WordPress?
Well, we have not actually had a good blogging platform internally. We are not good at all at content marketing and providing tools for that. And WordPress is perfect for that. And to have a really successful store, you really need both. I mean, you got to have a solid platform and good product, but if you don't have good content marketing, then nobody knows about it. And then where are you? And so putting them together just makes a ton of sense.
The notion is that peanut butter and chocolate. I like that. But the notion is that, you know, hey, in the BigCommerce universe prior to the plugin, you know, people would have to have their own stuff, right? Their content marketing site and their e-commerce experience.
Right.
So the complement is that for you know, those people, they have now kind of this unified experience leveraging the strengths of WordPress. And then I guess, is it the other way around, the benefit that just kind of getting back to that notion of offloading and performance as the key benefit? I know you guys have done a lot of work to optimize for example, for themes that are kind of centered around e-commerce stores to help with compatibility there. I know that's one thing you've done in partnership with WP Engine on our Studio Press themes. And so it seems like you got, I know you're kind of just getting started in this adventure, but it seems like that you're kind of attacking multiple vectors in terms of, you know, kind of playing nice and compatibility with the WordPress ecosystem. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, absolutely. We want it to work as smoothly as possible. And so we want as little hacking required as possible. So on BigCommerce Core, we have a wonderful faceted search, but it's very custom and it would be very hard to export to WordPress. And so we were thinking, in a year or two, we'll match that. Well, I went to Matt Gibbs over at FastWP and I said, hey, would this work? And literally 20 minutes, he had a few lines of code to patch, and FastWP now works flawlessly with BigCommerce. And I went to John Christopher at SearchWP and I said, hey, what would it take to make SearchWP work? And interestingly, they had the exact same issues, which makes sense because they're both searches. But a few lines of code, and now SearchWP works wonderfully with it. And we've been talking to theme developers to make sure that the things just fit smoothly, so you don't have to hack a bunch of CSS to make it work and things like that. We want it to be as comfortable a process as possible.
Yeah, I think for me, being on the, you mentioned the themes, I mentioned WP Engine Studio Press themes earlier. And I remember when that project first came up and they said, hey, there's this new plugin. It'd be cool if there were some ways that these things could work together to support these customers. I remember thinking, man, that's going to be a project. But I remember the way that you guys had gone around the way the classes are handled on the custom post types and everything. It was very fluid and required very little work from our team to facilitate that. So I thought that was...
I was very surprised by that as well. Yeah. It was literally just a few CSS patches and everything magically worked.
I know. I remember seeing that come through the sprint. I'm like, how did that get done so fast? And they're like, oh, they just tweaked some things on their side to make it more universal. And I thought that was really clever. I thought it was a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
And I know it's, it can be challenging coming into a new space and creating technologies, at least as a company that you haven't created before, and, getting all that right. And, I know you're early in your journey, but I would say, at least from my perspective, you guys are going about things, I think, in the right way, which I think is good. We do have another break coming up, but I think we can kind of squeeze in the first part of a question. Earlier, you talked about the strengths of BigCommerce kind of traditionally and the strengths of WordPress. One of the ways you kind of phrased WordPress's strengths is this kind of powerful content marketing engine. Mm-hmm. And of course, people are also using it as a powerful e-commerce engine. And so I'm just curious, how you think people might approach content experiences in the future for their e-commerce engine. Like, when would be a good choice for someone to use the BigCommerce plugin to do all that in WordPress versus, say, how you might see them using the kind of traditional BigCommerce CMS for the e-commerce side? Like, is it, I'm a WordPress shop, and so then I'd use the BigCommerce plugin, or I'm a super novice, so I'd use the BigCommerce CMS? Like, when do you see people choosing one or the other?
Oh, boy, that's a really good question. If you are super novice, you've never used WordPress, you've never used Drupal, you've never used Shopify, you have no idea what's going on, then it's probably easiest just to set up a store in our traditional site. Put your products in it, get them going. We have coaches on staff. We have e-commerce coaches. And you can reserve some time with them, and they will just sit down and talk with you and help educate about e-commerce. Not tech stuff, but like the concepts of selling online. What does this mean? What are the consequences of selling online? So if you're really brand new, I would definitely go that way. If you're already comfortable with WordPress and you're looking to get into e-commerce, I would absolutely use the plugin.
That's interesting to hear you frame it like that. I ran an agency for 5 years. We worked on BigCommerce shops, and a lot of the times would do it for the smaller clients. And when they were novice and going to manage it on their own, it ended up being a really good choice for a lot of them. And I do want to explore some of these other use cases, but we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back. Sure.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 31st, 2019. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry into the Web Marketing Association's 2018 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. We can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Topher from BigCommerce about their new plugin. Topher, right before the break, I asked you, when do you see people using the BigCommerce WordPress plugin to power an e-commerce site versus, say, the BigCommerce CMS? You mentioned people just getting into starting their online store, the BigCommerce CMS is kind of a nice place to land. And you were talking about, you know, people that might be coming from a WordPress context, the plugin might be a better path. And it's interesting thinking back to my own experiences when I was helping people choose between CMSs in the past in my agency life. And I mentioned earlier on the show how if they were novice or new, I actually would recommend the BigCommerce CMS. But usually when I would go push them to WordPress, it was when they would say things like, but I have an idea, but I want it to work a little different, yes. But I need it to do this. And yes. I remember like BigCommerce was awesome for getting a store out the door quickly. But when I really wanted those special funnels or those special workflows, those special experiences, you know, I had to do a lot of custom programming. And I personally didn't find the CMS like super flexible for that at that time. But of course, WordPress being open and very flexible, I was able to deliver those crazy ideas to them. So how do you think about those kind of decision points?
That's right on. And one of our great use cases, there's a site we demoed at WordCamp US for FireWire surfboards. And one of the things they do on the site is they ask you, I think just only two questions about how tall you are. And it might be weight, I'm not sure. But then they recommend a surfboard. They have hundreds of sizes of surfboards. And you need one that is just the right length and just the right width and just the right thickness and all that stuff. And so they ask you these questions and then they recommend a surfboard. It's not that hard. It's just a form. It's just a couple questions and there's a little algorithm. But it would be horrible on BigCommerce. you almost couldn't do it on BigCommerce. Yet on WordPress, it's just super simple. And so that kind of thing is just beautiful for the WordPress integration. And exactly like the people you're talking about who say, I have an idea, I want to do this thing. Can we do this? And then the WordPress developer starts thinking, oh yeah, yeah, that's a great idea. And now I can import my products from BigCommerce and I can use the API to get product details and do some weird math to figure out sizes and weights of products and recommend different products to different people in different places. And just the ideas start flowing.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I personally, we've looked at Shopify and other kind of e-commerce CMSs in a sense, or platforms when we've worked with our customers. The BigCommerce CMS was always super easy. We loved it. But again, it was like those special use cases. And I don't know, like I think most of my clients always had something weird they wanted to do, some weird experience they wanted to deliver, some new way of doing things. We'd find ways with JavaScript to work around it sometimes, but of course it's just hacking at it. And then to create those custom experiences was, you know, super powerful for brands and a great way to help them stand out. Not that having a simple e-commerce store isn't a great strategy. You know, for a lot of places, it's a great way to augment income you would normally get through like a swag shop or something like that. But then other cases, you really do want to stand out, and having that flexibility. You know, of course, WordPress is a great choice for that for a lot of reasons. But it's interesting to think about that, because if you've offloaded a lot of the junk you would normally deal with as an administrator or a developer, that means you can spend more time creating those custom cool things.
Exactly. You know,
obviously creating more billable revenue, but billable revenue that drives growth, right?
Yep.
When you, as an agency or freelancer, if you're billing for things that aren't driving growth, that's not why the customer hired you.
Right. They
ultimately paid you money to grow. And so to me, as I think about it, like leveraging WordPress and then also being able to like offload the work as well as the workloads, then I, as a developer, agency, or freelancer, could focus on building cool stuff that sells more things and delivers more value to my client. I don't know. That's the way I think about it. What about you, Topher?
That is a great way to think about it, which kind of leads me to the next thing I want to talk about, which is the APIs that make this work. Our end game is actually headless e-commerce. We want you, as a developer, to be able to use our APIs to build anything anywhere. So we actually signed a deal with Acquia, and BigCommerce is going to be the e-commerce of Drupal, leveraging the exact same APIs that WordPress does. So imagine a crazy world where you might want to leave WordPress for Drupal. Your store is still there, and all your products are still there, and will magically work in Drupal. We have some stores built in React. They're just straight up React. Somebody directly calls the APIs and there we are. You can write it in anything. But what that means in WordPress is that you have access to these APIs. You can extend our plugin like crazy. I mean, all we're doing really is presenting products and giving you a cart. You can request any kinds of information about any product and whatever, you know, whatever you can dream up.
Awesome. Love the API focus. And Topher, really appreciate you having you on the show.
I love being here. This was really fun. Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to learn more about BigCommerce's WordPress offering, you can go to bigcommerce.com/WordPress. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. Again, this is your host, David Vogelpohl. And as always, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.